You're listening to SBS News.
Dinesh Pelapana knows firsthand how it feels to be treated differently. The 35-year-old doctor completed his medical studies after becoming a person with quadriplegia, and he's speaking out for the vulnerable as the Disability Royal Commission enters a third day of inquiries into how the coronavirus pandemic has impacted the sector.
I've more than once provided care for people with disabilities in my capacity as an emergency doctor who've experienced suboptimal care in the community by their caregivers. I've seen neglect, and I've seen people come in with significant complications as a result of that neglect. And I think COVID-19 exacerbates all these risks.
Dinesh was left with a spinal cord injury and no movement from the chest down after a car accident. He told the Royal Commission COVID-19 healthcare models have enabled potential discrimination of people with a disability. He said intensive care resources are prioritised for those with the best chance of survival.
If you take me, a 35-year-old with a high-level spinal cord injury and a 35-year-old without, and there's one intensive care bed, I can argue that I would have a poor chance of survival.
They are concerns also shared by Indigenous advocates. Damien Griffiths, head of the First Peoples Disability Network, says they've been overwhelmed by requests for basic help and supplies from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples living with a disability.
Often what happens for some of our people with disability and their families, they make contact with us at absolute crisis point. They've exhausted all the other avenues that they're aware of, and they come to us seeking support. We're not funded for that work, but we never turn anyone away.
Border closures have forced many First Nations people living with a disability to travel hours for medical supplies and groceries. June Reimer from the First Peoples Disability Network says food shortages meant many of the shelves were bare, from remote communities in the Northern Territory to regional communities in New South Wales.
So for many of those communities, they would come into Dubbo as a large regional centre. When they got there, all the basic utilities or food supplies that they needed were gone. So it was a round trip that they did for nothing. And at that stage in the early days of the pandemic, there was no other food supports or emergency supplies.
Damien Griffiths says Indigenous people with a disability suffer a double disadvantage.
This is because First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disability often face discrimination based on their indigeneity and or disability. So the stakes are very high in terms of vulnerability to COVID. So as a consequence, we felt that it was critical that we be proactive.
It comes as the sector grapples with personal protective equipment shortages and fears of cross-contamination between aged care and disability workers. Chair of Disability and Health at the University of Melbourne, Professor Anne Kavanagh, was part of a group of experts who warned state and federal governments about this concern earlier this year. She says the current plan to address the needs of people with disabilities during the coronavirus pandemic needs to be updated.
But of course, the plan doesn't cover the current situation in Victoria and needs to be rapidly changed to do that. The congregate settings, like you said, that was my great fear in April. And one of the things I think that we haven't touched on yet was, and it hasn't happened as far as I know, were the settings like day programs and supported accommodation services as well.
Yes.
But there still remains a potential in those settings for high levels of transmission. Yes, unfortunately, what I worried about in April has come to bear.
A survey conducted by Professor Kavanagh in June showed of the 350 support workers who participated, 90% could not physically distance at work. About half felt they needed more infection control training, and only 23% were tested for the virus at the time.
So we have a perfect storm there, and we really need to think through how we can do minimise movement of workers.
There are now 80 workers and 37 participants infected with COVID-19 in the sector. Almost all are in Victoria. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.